I guess I'm wondering if there's any other things planned for rallying.
For the rally right now, no, not any. Like, we have this little side project with the group to take people in the old growth, and hopefully in spring we might we had a tree trail building in an old growth forest nearby, so we probably will develop that this spring and try to make it more easy for the people to access and take people there so they can experience like massive old growth cedars around. And you know, that's one of the side projects we have, but for rallying, no, not, nothing else for now.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of like this rally, what is the intention of it? Like, what are you hoping would come of something like this when 50 people come out?
It's really, we knew we would be small in Revelstoke. Like, people are always busy and it's hard to gather people. But the goal is really to show that all across the province, there is people that really care about these trees. And it's also, you know, it's a social event to bring people from the community together, meet other people, and I think it was wholesome and nice. And so really it's just about that, be together. And it was not so much about making a huge impact, because there was a big rally in Victoria and a lot of people turned up there. And I think it was just to support that and support the one in Nelson, and not really, we were not expecting a lot of people anyway. So it was more to create some building in the community and have people remembering about these trees around here.
And what the group seems to be calling for is a moratorium on old growth logging, and getting that message to the BC government. So for people listening who might be interested, how do you recommend people do that?
So we have a lot of information on our social medias, but we're just relaying, like we're being a relay for like bigger organizations that have all write that down. We have write that down too for this rally. So it just like pretty much implement what has been promised. Like, we're not anti-logging at all. The goal is to actually support a just and fair transition. And so all of the recommendations are out there, and the government said they would implement them, and they haven't, and they kept logging in the same time. So our goal is just to relay that, really, like not to have other demands or anything, just to say pretty much like, please keep your word and listen to the scientists and foresters that have put that transition in place.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
Well, people should reach out, and we always need people. And yeah, get excited and please go see these trees, like get out in nature and experience these trees, because I think that's the best way you will want to protect them and have a connection to them.
Do you get pushback from logging companies? Like, do you hear from people who are in support of logging in this town? Because I know it's tricky in this town.
Yeah, it's been tricky, like not lately. Things have eased down. But what the problem is, we're both on each side, like the loggers and the protesters, victim of the same problem. Like, we really believe we are for them, and we want these people to keep their job. And I think we've been just kind of the instrument of political games. And everything happened behind curtains between big corporation and the government. And so we have, as I said before, we have love and compassion for these people in this town. Whether you're a forester, you work at the mill or in the industry, we really want these people to keep their job. And so we are actually in support. But yeah, things have been sometimes hard because there's misunderstanding and fear on the other side of the cause, like people that are afraid of losing their job, and we understand that can build up frustration, and sometimes that frustration is directed toward us, unfortunately. But yeah, it's I believe that with time it will get better and better. Like, I hope like people will understand that we have the same interest pretty much.
And we know that logging companies are big corporations, and people who work in local towns like this don't have a lot of control over what's happening. And I know a lot of people are kind of pissed off at logging practices who do log. So as an old growth group, what are you doing to reach out to the loggers to work together and be like, hey, we all want the same thing? Like, have you done that, and do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Actually, it's funny because I believe we have this very polarized idea of that cause, but actually while we were doing a blockade a long time ago, and what things were happening, a lot of people that reach out to give us information to let us know were loggers and people in the industry, and a lot of people have made donation, like, you know, anonymous or, you know, donation from like retired people from the industry or people in the industry. So I really believe it's a lot about, you know, small communities like Revelstoke really depend on that forest, whether it's for recreation, entertainment, or as a job. And I think they just come an interest, and it just, yeah, frustration should be around the decision makers in these big logging companies and the government pretty much, because we have same interests.